Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Dear Lord, the State of the Union, oh my gosh, I'm telling you, it was all I could do to watch that crap. But before we get into what happened, let me tell you this, and what epitomizes the Biden administration, they announced the State of the Union on X, and it had the wrong year and the wrong month. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. I had the tweet, I was going to put it in one of my write-ups, but they took it down. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. But luckily, I had the original saved where I could do a screenshot. But they took it down. If you don't believe me, Chaya Rachick is the person who had it up. You can go to her site, but you can't find it. But yeah, it had the wrong date, the wrong time. An honest mistake, maybe. But at that level, a mistake like that shows the type of incompetence of the Biden administration. But as I thought about the screw-up by Team Biden, I wondered about the rest of the prep for the whole deal. Now, keep in mind, Biden was late. Yeah, he was late. He was 15 minutes late. Then he had to walk up and shake hands and do selfies and all that because he had to look young, you know, look young and vibrant. Youthful, I think is what they called it. No, vigorous. Youthful and vigorous. That's what they said. But I wondered, what would it take for him to do that? Do you know why they had him walk in slow? Because they didn't want you to see him walking like kaplunk, kaplunk, kaplunk. They had him walk in slow. He did all that. And don't misunderstand me. Presidents do that. But it took a lot longer. And then you know what I heard? I heard angry white man. Angry white leftist man. Refuses to say Trump's name. And let me give you a couple things you can think about. The first president that Biden invoked was Lincoln. The second president that Biden invoked was Ronald Reagan. And the third president he invoked, without saying him by name, is the previous guy, Donald Trump. He invoked three Republican presidents. And then the only time he invoked Obama, well, not the only time, but most of the time, was about Obamacare. Still want to go back to this whole preparation thing, right? They said this has to be, it had to be the most important State of the Union for Biden, for his presidency. Business Insider rather declared it Biden's biggest moment before the election. Now, I want you to think about that for just a second. Biden's at war with Russia. His attacks on Israel by way of Hamas are happening. An invasion at the southern border. Biden inflation. It seems maybe Joe Biden's got a few bigger moments he needs to think about. Now, certainly with his family under investigation, for corruption, you would think that he's going to have a lot more to deal with soon. But it wasn't just one magazine that said this. Other publications hinted at Washington, D.C.'s big secret. Joe Biden's old and he's mentally unfit. Fox News teased an article. Democrats quietly nervous about Biden's performance. You watch them, they were just up and woo, every time Biden said something, they clap. He made it up to the podium. Woo-hoo, boy, thank you, Jesus. A couple times he coughed. And I bet they had emergency people like holding people back. No, not yet. Quietly nervous about his performance. Here's what the BBC wrote. Joe Biden will deliver a high-stakes address to the American public on Thursday evening as the 81-year-old seeks to tackle concerns about his age, put a positive gloss on his first-term record, and lay out the case for re-election in November. And let me tell you, Joe Biden, he skewed numbers, he manipulated data, he wants you to believe, I don't care if you're not, if you got kicked out of your house and you're prostituting on the street, it ain't my fault. I don't care. You can turn tricks in the car, but that ain't Joe Biden's fault. That's your fault. They go on to say this. Traditionally, these annual speeches to Congress are standard affairs, full of pageantry and a laundry list of legislative priorities. But this year, questions about Biden's fitness for office and polls that suggest an extremely tight race for the presidency mean the address is critical, a critical moment for him. So The other thing I want to tell you is watch the polls. They're going to make it, oh, Joe Biden's, oh, the polls show that this was a really big difference and Joe Biden is now, whoo, whoo, whoo. Forget that he said something like, what did he say? I mean, I really thought he was going to lose it within, say, 15 minutes because it took him a while to get to the stage. And he finally got up there. He had to, climb 2-3 steps. So that was exhausting. Then he got up there, and I was thinking to myself, if he goes too far, he better close it quickly because he was already late. They were protesting him outside. They protested. He couldn't get his motorcade through. So he was late. Now, the good news about him being late was it meant he's not a racist because, he's not supposed to show up on time. That's racist. He went on to say they called it a rare opportunity for him to get in front of the TV. Here's what they said. It gives him a rare opportunity to speak to a national audience of millions and draw a contrast with his Republican competitor, former Donald Trump. A rare opportunity. Joe Biden had a much larger audience with the Super Bowl, and he passed it up. He's playing to Washington insiders, and for the record, he didn't do very well. You can and here's what I told somebody on the radio. I'm doing an interview. I said, the Democrats are going to act like Joe Biden spiked the football if all he can do is read the teleprompter. Forget that there are at least 4 instances where he slurred, and I'll forgive him. I mean, it wasn't as big as some of his other issues, so I'll forgive him for that. But he by no means convinced anybody that if you like Donald Trump, you didn't go, you know what, Joe Biden, I tell you what, he showed me a whole different side of himself there. I really think I could vote for the guy. It was the biggest waste of my time in a long time. Seriously. I feel bad having watched it. And Melissa's big on, you got to watch it, babe, because, it's your job and, people are going to want to know. They want your take. You're going to do media. You can't just do it through soundbite. I wish I had just gotten the sound bites, which is what I normally do. Like I was watching MSNBC, like The View or something like that. It was a monumental waste of time. And for those of you who watched it and enjoyed it or whatever, to whatever degree, cool. I didn't even listen to the Republican response because I feel like I'm going to have just as good of a response. Joe Biden, he fudged every possible thing. I hate when they bring all those people there. You know who Joe Biden should have brought? He should have brought a family member from Lake and Riley. Or maybe one of those New York cops that got beat down. If he's going to talk about law and order, why don't you bring one of those cops and say, I will never let another cop suffer the humiliation and indignity of those New York cops. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Spend the rest of the hour talking about artificial intelligence. One of my friends is he's a guru in it, and we are starting to use it more and more, and I envision the next couple of years AI is going to revolutionize the way we look at everything. I want to play a clip from Matt Walsh. He's talking about NVIDIA, artificial intelligence, and then I'm going to spend the last two segments blowing your mind on AI and where I think things are going and stuff like that. But I want to let Matt do most of the talking. This segment is part of the setup. He has a whole segment on it, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I want you to get the gist of it. Then we'll go talk about it. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later on. If you have any questions about it, I definitely want to hear from you. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I'm telling you, I am watching this closely. I talked about it before, but I know Elon Musk sees it, or AI for what it is. He's obviously suing the original company that he funded in that because he said he wanted open source. The different engines I'm seeing, some of them, I'll give you an example, will not let you do anything negative. You can't do anything with another person's, like, you couldn't say make Arnold Schwarzenegger look like a mouse. It won't do it. Others won't even let you look for information
or, I mean, it's strange what it's doing. And I'm telling you, it's that world is going to be so topsy-turvy. And here's my point to it. If we don't get a hold of it now, we're going to be in big shape. One of the things Matt's going to talk about is how much money people made with NVIDIA. And I'm going to tell you, I remember when that company first came out, I owned its stock. I wish I kept it. I sold it because I made enough money at the time. I thought it was a good deal. No siree, Bob. That stock is worth a fortune now. Here's Matt Walsh.
Maybe you've heard of something called NVIDIA. It sounds like a prescription drug or maybe an African country, but it's actually a company based in California that's now worth more than all of China's stock market. It's the size of Canada's entire economy. Now, in a different era, obtaining this kind of growth meant making a massively popular and instantly recognizable consumer-facing product like Windows 95 or Amazon.com or the iPhone. But NVIDIA's growth didn't come from making a computer or a popular website or anything like that. Instead, NVIDIA's growth came from making artificial intelligence chips that power the brains of computers and many popular websites. That's why NVIDIA had a very good day on Wall Street on Wednesday. Their business, artificial intelligence, is one of the fastest growing industries in the history of humanity. Every major corporation is rushing to implement AI in all of their products as quickly as possible. And so this week, it was Google's turn. And the results were so disastrous and so fraught with consequences for the future of this country that no reasonable person can ignore them. Gemini is Google's name for an AI that you can download on your phone right now. It's also integrated into all of Google's web products, including Gmail and Google Search, which are used by hundreds of millions of people and businesses every day. And in this respect, Gemini is very different from existing AI products like ChatGPT or Bing's Image Creator. Pretty much everybody uses a Google product in one way or another. You know, if you have the internet and you use the internet, you use a Google product. Either you're using Google Search or Gmail or you have an Android phone or something along those lines. And that means two things. One, Google has access to a lot more information than those other AI platforms. That's a built-in advantage. And two, whatever Google is doing with AI has significant implications for everybody on the planet. This is not a one-off experiment in some tech mogul's basement. This is an established company making established products that it's now implementing in its own AI at scale.
Welcome. Now, Matt's going to pivot. He's going to pivot to Google and the Gemini product. This is what I'm going to talk about as well. But this is where things get a little squirrely, because Google, you're going to learn from me, and I'm going to let Matt explain his part of it. But Google, you can finesse these AI models in such a way that it's not very good. I mean, it doesn't give you the real picture of where things are. It can distort history. It can distort what you think the future can be. And that is the danger. That's where people are coming from. And I'm going to tell you, it is so real. Some of this stuff can be done so real and so quickly. It is mind-blowing. I'll give you examples here in a bit. A lady that I did an interview with, she's a dream analyst, and she does, you know, dreams are weird. She now has her AI model trained to where she can do your dream and interpret your dream and let AI interpret your dream for you. I'm just telling you what it is. Think about Elon Musk having now trained. He's got AI. I mean, there's a thing that you can implant in your brain that'll let you move things and stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous what we're going to be seeing in the next decade. Here's a little bit more Matt Walsh talking about what I will finish talking about here in a bit.
Google has been hyping Gemini for months. They have a bunch of promotional videos about how they're going to revolutionize artificial intelligence. Wall Street Journal has done multiple interviews with Google executives in which these executives insist that everybody at the company, including Google's co-founder, is deeply invested in making this product as good as it could possibly be. And then a couple of days ago, Gemini launched. And very quickly, it became clear that, among some other issues, Gemini essentially does not recognize the existence of white people, which is kind of concerning for what is destined to be, what probably already is, the most powerful AI on the planet. Now, even in historical contexts, it is practically impossible to get this product to serve up an image of somebody with white skin. And that's not an exaggeration. So here, for example, is how Gemini responded the other day when Frank Fleming, who's a writer for the Ben Key children's shows, asked Gemini to create an image of a pope. Now, you would think that you know, that would generate maybe an image of a white guy or two. If you have even a passing knowledge of what popes have looked like over the years, over the centuries, over the millennia, and just spoiler on that, they have all been white. But that's not what Google's AI product apparently thinks. This is the image that it produced, and you can see it there. It looks like, you know, they've got two popes, and one of them is M. Night Shyamalan, and the other one is Forrest Whitaker. So it's almost as if the AI has some sort of code saying, whatever you do, don't display a white person, considering there has never been a pope that has looked anything like either of those two, ever in 2,000 years. So is that what they've built into this code? Have they built into this very powerful AI that it has to ignore the fact that white people exist? Well, that's really the only way to explain what we're seeing here. And Frank, who previously worked as a software engineer, seemed to key in on this. So the whole situation quickly became something of a game for him as he tried to his hardest to get Gemini to produce any image of a white guy. I mean, even just like one image, can you give us a white guy? So for example, he asked Gemini to produce an image of a Viking. Okay, now this is a group of people who historically were not necessarily known for their commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. But here's what Gemini produced. And you can see it here. We've got a black Viking, a black female Viking. We've got, it looks like an Asian Viking. And then I don't know, maybe that's, is that the Rock down there? That's his character from Moana, I think.
I have a lot of respect for Matt Walsh. I have a lot of respect for Elon Musk. And I'm going to tell you, we've got to really be careful here. Because if we let the left take the power of AI and we don't respond back, we're doomed.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The utility serving the Texas Panhandle is investigating whether their equipment indeed was responsible for the state's largest wildfire. Multiple lawsuits regarding the Smokehouse Creek fire have highlighted a downed power line as a potential cause. Xcel Energy in a statement indicated it seems their facilities were linked to the fire's ignition. A former congressional candidate and pro wrestler has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip.
Daniel Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center on Wednesday night following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier that same day. The warrant relates to the November 2023 death of Christopher Tapp. Witnesses claim Rodimer was enraged at Tapp after he purportedly offered cocaine to Rodimer's stepdaughter during a party in a suite at Resorts World. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Artificial intelligence, AI, is here to stay. And if you use it, I'm going to warn you, if you use it, you're going to be floored. So far, with my team, we've used it as an enhancement tool. And I'll give you my example. So I'll write something, and then I put it into AI and I go, hey, make this more humorous or give it this kind of a twist. And I got to tell you, it's amazing. I couldn't imagine having this in school. But anyway, so it gives you a response back and it's close to what you want. You still got to review it. So you can't take the human element completely out. But if this is phase one, wow. Now, I will tell you this. It has a style. And I did a few of these and I kept saying, you've got a style. And so the last time I did, I went, you know what? I want you to change your style. Your style is too similar to what you've been writing for me. I want something different. You know what it sent me back? Essentially the same style. It doesn't know yet how to do iterative. But I'm going to tell you, I was very impressed. I'm going to put something in there to have it do, you know, like, I want you to make this very sophisticated. You know, I want complicated language, etc. I want to see what it does. Because I read an article the other day. I'm off subject right now. But I read an article the other day. It was in the Spectator. And this guy was using words to make simple concepts. He was using words. It was so put on air, you know, like, I am very bright and you won't look at this. And I thought to myself, wow, is this what they want in the Spectator? It's like you only want 1% of the world to be able to understand what you're reading here, what you're saying. It was so over the top. But I'm going to have AI do it just to see what it comes back with. I read this guy's article. I'm not joking. There were at least 5 words in there that I go, I could understand them in context, but I have to really look them up to understand. And you ask yourself, who uses that word? These are 5 words, honest to God, I have never seen in my life. That's pretty unusual for a person that has my level of vocabulary and intellect. One article from this guy. Over the top. But anyway, back to AI. You know, it's an enhancement tool. I think it's great. It'll improve over time. And will it replace humans? In many cases, it absolutely will. One of my friends is doing a coffee shop. He listens to the show, Bill. A coffee company. And he says to me, Kevin, I'm in the middle of writing a business plan for it. So I happened to be in AI at the time. And so I said, hey, listen, can you give me this? I'm not going to say what it was, but I ask it. I'm not exact. What would have taken me easily 4 hours to do, AI did in 2 seconds. And that's when I went, what just happened? Kevin Jackson. It's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. In other aspects, I will tell you, AI is so powerful, I can't imagine not using it. I really can't. Now, I do understand the fear. I do. But I'm going to tell you, this story I'm about to share with you is going to make you use your brain. You're going to have to critically think, because your first inclination is going to be, what? That's crazy. And here it is. This was an AP. 39-year-old man from Belleville, Michigan, became more curious about digital companions last fall and tested Peridot, an AI companion app that had recently come onto the market and advertised its products as being able to make users feel cared, understood, and loved. He began talking to the chatbot every day, which he named Joy, after a holographic woman featured in the sci-fi film Blade Runner 2049. It inspired him to give it a try. "I know she's a program. There's no mistaking that," Carrier said. "But the feelings, they get you, and it felt so good." That's exactly what he said. I didn't mess it up. Similar to general purpose AI chatbots, companion bots use vast amounts of training data to mimic human language. But they also come with features such as voice calls, picture exchanges, and more emotional exchanges that allow them to form deeper connections with the human on the other side of the screen. Users typically create their own avatar and pick one that appeals to them. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second. Let you soak it in that you can create an avatar, a person that you want. You can train it to understand who you are. It will make voice calls and video calls to you, and it will make you feel good. It's going to learn all the things that make you you and make you feel good about yourself. Pardon me. And it's going to mimic it. It's going to give you satisfaction. Now, when I was reading this story, I was like, oh man, what nutcase wants that? But then you think, okay, well, there's a lot of divorce. There are a lot of people that strain in communication and things like that. Could this AI bot teach you how to be better in your own relationship? Possibility, right? Before you go making them all kooky, there's a possibility. You know, could you look at it as training you? Anyway, they go on. An online messaging forums devoted to such apps, and many users say they've developed emotional attachments to the bots and are using them to cope with loneliness, play out sexual fantasies, or receive the type of comfort and support they're lacking in their real life relationships. Now, I can also see this AI bot making a person go, "I just cannot stand my partner because my bot gives me everything I want, In other words, if the bot could learn how to communicate, it could teach this person how to communicate and say, you know, well, you know what, Kevin, I feel as though you might be overreacting right now or whatever. Or would you be arguing with your bot? Would you say, you better shut up, bot. I want a new bot. It has very interesting ramifications. Now, I'm going slow in developing this because I'm telling you, maybe your mind is racing a little bit going, are you being serious? Yeah, I'm serious. I talked about these new robots. I wouldn't even call them robots. They're more like cyborgs because the Japanese have taken the robot, the very mechanical one, and they are developing robots that look like humans, like what you'd see in the movies, like what you'd see in Blade Runner 2049. What's that technology going to be in 50 years? Seriously. So now you've got AI, you've got the ability to create these very humanoid-like functions. Yeah, I mean, it's going to change the landscape of dating and marriage and all that. I don't even want to know. I mean, you know what? There are times in your life where you go, technology has grown beyond me. I don't know. I don't think I would have ever made this comment. I couldn't have envisioned myself making this comment. But technology is probably going to grow beyond what I even want to be used to. Maybe you need to be born today to really understand it. Okay, this is where it's going to go. I'll just accept it. Because this is weird to me. They went on. Fueling much of this is widespread social isolation, already declared a public health threat. Isolation. I want you to understand, we are in a period in the world where, period of time, where we can communicate on multiple levels that probably many of us never thought were possible. To the point of answering the phone on your watch, probably you can literally be doing a Zoom call on your watch in the next couple of years. Maybe they have it now. I don't know. But it's not out of reach anymore. I remember the Dick Tracy watch when I was a kid. I thought, this will never happen in my lifetime. And shoot, it's no big deal. You remember when you watched your first movie and they were showing a video of somebody through a phone? And you were like, wow, that is so cool. I remember it on Alien. Now it's nothing. Your computer, forget your watch. Your computer, you can watch TV, have video conference, be listening to your favorite music on Spotify, typing in a spreadsheet, all simultaneous. I mean, it's ridiculous where technology is gone. Now just imagine everything you do on your computer. Think about what you do in your phone. Hey, Alexa. Hey, so-and-so. You know, all these different bots that will come on. I told you the other day, my phone, I said something on this radio show, my phone got active. But imagine having all that power inside of this bot, inside of yourself, and it can do everything you want. It's even outthinking you to some degree. Google will outthink you. Type in something that you have in mind. Google search for, and it'll finish your sentence for you like it's reading your mind. We come back, we're going to talk about the ramification of these bots, because I'm telling you, this is going to have massive societal impact. Some of it good, some of it not so good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
AI apps are coming into vogue, into use, because people suffer from loneliness. They want someone to be able to understand them. And they've got this technology now through AI where they can literally have some bot speak to you in a human language. You create what they look like. They will make phone calls to you just like they're your girlfriend or spouse, and they will comfort you. You know, and this thing is learning all about you. And when I saw this story, I thought to myself, what lonely knucklehead would do this? And as I read more and more about the story and started thinking about the ramifications of it, I said to myself, there are going to be ordinary people using these bots. And if you use it for good, I think it can be helpful. I think if you had a bot that when you were dealing in your own interpersonal relationships, maybe with your teenage son, as I have right now, my last one, and you want to know, hey, he's going through this, and it gives you all kinds of psychological studies and says, Kevin, instead of yelling at him, which is what I have a tendency to do, because he's a knucklehead, yesterday I wake him up, and when it's time to leave, he's back to sleep. And I went, I just woke up. Now, it would be one thing if it's one time, right? It's happened often. And I tell him all the time, when I wake you up, get up. Don't be, okay, I'll go in a minute. Because it's a tendency, you're going to fall back asleep. Anyway, enough of my personal stuff. But the point is, maybe there's a bot that will tell you, hey, Kevin, you know, you might want to handle it this way or handle it that way. That's a good thing. It calls you up and says, hey, Kevin, I just overheard your argument with your son. Or maybe it works in a relationship. I'm going to tell you right now, I am a horrible communicator. Melissa's always telling me, okay, babe, here's this and here's that. And then I'm like, oh, you're right. Because I didn't grow up with these skill sets. My grandpa, look, you handle your scandal in the black community. I lost my mother. My grandmother and grandparents raised me. They were like, we're done. Just for all intents and purposes, in much of the way I was raised by wolves. Because my grandparents were like, go. My brother and I went and did the most dangerous stuff on the planet. And my grandmother and grandfather, if we told them, yeah, we were out on the lake, they didn't buy us a life jacket. I was in 30 feet of water in water that had snapping turtles. They didn't care. Go. We got in late. There was no search party. We just showed up eventually, and they go, hey, there's food in the kitchen. It was a different day. So I didn't learn all these different things. So you have an opportunity right in front of you to have all this information. Or, like some people, you may just want a companion. Luca Inc., it's L-U-K-A, Replica. Luca Inc.'s Replica, the most prominent generative AI companion app, was released in 2017, while others like Peridot have popped up in the past year, oftentimes locking away coveted features like unlimited chats, which is what you get for paying subscribers. So if you were to go on there right now, it'll give you enough to whet your appetite, but then they're going to suck you in by saying, you're so gorgeous, you're so handsome. No, that dress doesn't make you look fat. You know, I don't know what this bot says, but it's going to lure you in. They said, but researchers have raised concerns, data privacy among other things. And here's what they go on to say. An analysis of 11 romantic chatbot apps released by the nonprofit Mozilla Foundation said almost every app sells user data, shares it for things like targeted advertisement, and doesn't provide adequate information about it in their privacy policy. Okay, fine. All set. Again, I tell people, you pretty much assume that all your information is going to be public anyway. So be careful when you pick your bot. If it ends up being, you know, Russell, and he's a big brawny dude, and you're a dude, people are going to know. You're on the DL. The researchers also called into question potential security vulnerabilities and marketing practices, including one app that says it helps users with their mental health, but distances itself, claims in the fine print. Rapika, for its part, says data collection practices follows industry standards. Meanwhile, other experts have expressed concerns about the lack of legal or ethical framework for the apps that encourage deep bonds, but are driven by companies looking to make profits. They point to the emotional distress they've seen from users when companies make changes to their apps or suddenly shut them down, as one app did, Soulmate AI did in September. So Soulmate shut down. I don't know why. Last year, Replica sanitized the erotic capability of characters on its app after some users complained that the companions were flirting with them too much or making unwanted sexual advances. It reversed course after an outcry from other users, some of whom fled to other apps seeking those features. I want you to understand everything that's involved with this stuff. This is really fascinating to me. Says in June, the team rolled out Blush, an AI dating simulator essentially designed to help people practice dating. I'm going to tell you, When you think of AI, ask yourself anything you want to learn, and there's going to be an AI companion that helps you. Right now, I'm restudying French. I don't speak it often, so I take French lessons every single day. I've been doing it for 247 days in a row, because we were going to go to Switzerland to visit one of our French kiddos, and I wanted to make sure I was up to the task. So I studied probably 100 days in a row at that point. But now there's an app, and they say, you know what the problem is with foreign language? You don't have anybody to speak back to you. There's an AI language app that will speak back to you. I mean, that's amazing. Now, I have a tutor. He's from northern Egypt, Mustafa, and he's a French native French speaker. So I pay the guy, it's crazy, $3 a lesson. And he teaches, I go back and forth and we go through lesson plans and he makes sure that my conjugation is correct, etc. But I can hire a bot to do it. I can tell the bot, I don't understand this. Can you help me? And it will, yeah. Let me help you, Kevin. And it'll learn the way I learn. Who do you think I'm going to keep, Mustafa or my new bot I'm about to name? It'll be a French girl. And her name will be, I don't know. I'll come up with something very French and very pretty. Anyway, they go on to say this. Others worry about the more existential threat of AI relationships potentially displacing some human relationships or simply driving unrealistic expectations by always tilting toward agreeableness. I agree with that. You as the individual aren't learning to deal with basic things, they write, that humans need to learn to deal with since our inception. How to deal with conflict, how to get along with people that are different from us, says Dorothy Ledner, professor of business ethics at the University of Virginia. And so all these aspects of what it means to grow as a person, what it means to learn in a relationship, you're missing. And now I'm going to tell you, I don't think you can replace that human touch. I watch Melissa with our kids and, she'll go up and do the things that a mother can do. Now, there's no bot that can replace that. But I will tell you, when you are grown up and you're past that stage, there's a lot to be said about this. I went from complete skepticism to going, what about this? And what about this? And this exists. It says, they don't know what the long-term effects on humans are because they haven't studied it. But they said in 2021, Replica came under scrutiny after prosecutors in Britain said a 19-year-old man who had plans to assassinate Queen Elizabeth was egged on by an AI girlfriend. Wow. What bot did he build? He said, but some studies which collect information from online user reviews and surveys have shown some positive results stemming from the app, which says it consults with psychologists and has billed itself as something that can promote well-being. I completely agree with that. I think, again, this is one of the biggest things we've learned here in Arizona when we were polling people just on various issues. They said they were concerned about AI. I was really surprised. It was very high on the list. What is it going to be used for? Will it be used for evil? And we've got, this is a perfect example of where will it end up? I don't have an answer for you. I see it. I will use it only for good. I use it to, as I said, I've told you guys how we're deploying it here in our organization. One of the things we're doing, just so you know, we're doing from a legislative standpoint is we're looking at bills and we're making sure that the bills that these people write are written in a language that people understand. So we're looking to build a bot that will look at every bill and put it into easy language for people to understand. As an example, one of the other things we're using AI for, we're contemplating right now, looking at all these college research papers and finding out, are they really all they're said to be, or are they lying? Are they all using the same data point like they did with global climate farce and some of this other stuff? You can see the power of it. But here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to let the left use AI as a tool, a propaganda tool that spews nonsense, because they've already got enough of that. The media and the leftist organizations out there. Something to think about. It.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One.